If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And it's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. On newtownradio.com. You can donate to us at patreon.com/High Society Radio. Or go to our Twitter page at HS Radio Show. All the pertinent information is there.
Pertinent.
Yeah, that's it, Johnny. Pertinent. You seem stoned or tired.
Fucking good times tonight.
I
Johnny just
question.
Said he felt like he was gonna have a stroke a minute ago.
Having a stroke right now. Isn't it great?
Well, you're wearing a shirt that says "Come on, everybody."
Yeah, everyone.
Let me see.
No, it's like "Come on, everybody," like C apostrophe M O N.
But it's like a beating hole on the fucking couch.
No, she's
listening to a record, waiting for daddy to come home.
I don't think so. She's,
that's like, a pretty hip shirt.
There's a lot going on in that shirt, so.
Everybody, just chill out. Just stop paying attention to the shirt. We're doing a podcast.
I'm just saying, you should probably post a picture of that shirt on our Instagram.
Yes. Yeah,
High Society Radio.
You mean the gram. Call it the gram.
I'm not doing that.
There ain't no drug dealer. What you calling it the gram for? So
mad people sell drugs on Instagram.
I know. Mad people do.
That's who can call it the gram. Not you.
If you just search, like, cocaine or Xanax and under hashtags and Instagram, it's just mad people that hit me up on my Kick messenger. That's what it is. Kick, right? K-I-K?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's hit me up on my Kick app. And then I'm going to get you that hard white.
A Snapchat.
No, they'd sell drugs on Snapchat.
I knew there was a guy who I knew who was doing shit off of Draw Something.
What?
Really?
Yeah, because you would just draw what you wanted. You would add him and then draw what you wanted and then send him
a
request.
Like a little stick figure with little lines on
you
it?
You could literally write the words, but it disappears once he guesses it. And he could just get, you know what I mean?
Ah, gotcha.
Cocaine. Or marijuana.
You can get that anyway. You might as well go for the coke if you can go for anything.
All right, chill out, Johnny.
You got to know how to get that hard white, son.
Well, cocaine would be soft white, Johnny.
Ah, whatever, man.
I mean, but you just had a stroke. I don't.
Johnny, you look so tired. It looks like you need a couple crack rocks to get you back in the game.
Fucking nice, son.
Right? Just
fucking
smoke that.
It's a weird day.
Smoke that rock, baby.
Oh. Well, what happened to you today, John?
Oh, I was just fucking busy shit. Just the health shit don't fucking, it's not getting better. So I gotta go get a CAT scan. I don't want to get a CAT scan, but you gotta fucking do it, I guess.
I'll give you a CAT scan. I bought an old CAT scan machine off of eBay for $200.
That's not a bad
deal. That was a Polaroid camera.
It's in my apartment. All you gotta do is come out to Queens. I'll give you a bunch of free CAT scans.
You got the free shit, like the free gowns? Because I ain't getting naked in your cribs. So.
There aren't any gowns.
How the fuck you getting somebody in the machine without the gown?
There's no gowns. There's no, like, other rooms where they, like, stand behind that glass wall, I guess, because there's radiation. There's no, like, there's no lead aprons to put on. But it
That's
will
not
be
a, how CAT scans work.
It will be a free CAT scan.
No?
Free CAT scan, bro.
I'll take that. That sounds good. But I think you need the lead. Don't you need the lead for the cat?
You're gonna have.
Oh, is that what they just put you in a gun and roll you under?
Are you covered by Obamacare?
Who ain't, son? All right, I got my phone because of Obama. Shout out, Daddy.
I only take Obamacare.
Nice.
So you're gonna have to fill out a bunch of paperwork.
Got a lot of Obamacare friends lately. I've seen.
That's right. These people want free CAT scans. I'm like, yo, this is on Obama's dime, bro. I'm like, what up, Ferguson?
Ah, don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. Me and fucking Chris couldn't get home because of that shit.
No, well, I got last week,
right? You guys were in the middle of the Ferguson riots.
Fuck.
Or the protest.
Yeah, there was a dude with a cat on the top of his head.
Yeah, it was. He was protesting for Ferguson. He had a sign that said free CAT scans in Queens. It was weird.
That's weird.
That guy
might be part of my street team.
You got a street team?
I got a street team for free CAT scans. Hey, I just want to remind everyone, you can go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. If that URL is too difficult for you, just go to our Twitter account, and you can donate to the show. Now, I'll give a shout-out to @JimmyOlsonBlues on Twitter for calling into the Ron and Fez show and giving us a free plug.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, it's
like ballsy move.
Yeah, it is pretty ballsy. I mean, one of us is on that show every day and never plugs it.
All right, let it go, man. The man's in the work.
Gets plenty of plugs. But I want to give a shout out specifically to Jimmy Olsen's Blues for just being a fan of the Ron and Fez show and being a fan of
Jimmy Olsen was a dude from Superman, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I think Jimmy Olsen's Blues is a Spin Doctor song.
It's not the dude from fucking the goddamn Carolina Panthers is letting me down this year, right?
Greg Olsen.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, and speaking, first of all, @JimmyOlsonBlues on Twitter, thank you. You're a good person.
Yes, he is.
How's your fantasy team doing, Johnny?
6-7, but I'm making the playoffs, blood.
What, you made the playoffs at 6-7?
Yo, I'm looking like the NFC South right now, son. I'll take it.
Dude, you can't embarrass. I'd rather
upset
us
special, bro.
I'd rather us not get to the playoffs and get to the playoffs and lose in the first round. That shit's embarrassing. That'll be like the Bengals, dude.
I don't mind, son. At least I can say I made it. It's my first year going. I'm hungry. You know, God bless.
Who's your starting quarterback?
Yo, right now it's Jay Cutler. It's between Russell Wilson and Jay Cutler.
I mean, Jay Cutler puts up them points, even though he's a loser and a bum.
Yes, he is.
But he puts up fantasy points. Hey, you know that you went 2-1 on your Thanksgiving Day picks?
I did not. I went 1-2.
You went 1-2, really?
Wait. Oh, no, 1 out of 3. I'm sorry, 1 out of fucking 3. Because I picked all the home teams. And guess what? Guess who disappointed? Dallas and San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, you did. Wait, you sure you took San Francisco?
No, I picked San Fran. I picked all the fucking home teams. It ruined up my Thanksgiving.
Because you lost a lot of money. I lost a lot of listeners' money, too.
I was a fucking curmudgeon at the table.
Everybody's broke because of you.
I'm dead broke.
You put money on that, did you?
Yes, of course I did.
You didn't have any faith when I said it. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I wanted to be like, yeah, I won a bunch of money. Johnny came through for us.
You're fucking degenerate.
I'm really broke. I don't know how I'm going to even afford cigarettes.
Yeah. You don't pay for cigarettes. We all know.
I'm almost out of cigarettes. I'm down to my last pack of Asian cigarettes. I'm worried.
The gold standard, son.
I'm
going
to go back
cigarettes.
To smoking Ballyshag, rolling my own.
You think
it's
the people that made your cigarettes also the ones leaking those movies online and shit?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Sony Pictures had a giant movie leak.
Oh, what movie?
Like a bunch of them shit.
A bunch of movies that didn't come out yet. Like
the Interview with James Franco and Seth Rogen.
That got leaked?
Yeah, that was one of them. That's what they said came out. Nah, not yet. They said it was one of the movies that got leaked. A couple of them got leaked.
Fury got leaked. I mean, that's been out already.
That one's been out for a minute though. It's like,
but
it's a shadow,
I think it's like a high quality, like from Sony's servers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not too impressed with the movies that got
Fury's not all that
stolen. Really? Did you see it?
Nah, it got Shia LaBeouf, and I ain't supporting that man and his drug habits. Allegedly.
What drug habit? Who has a drug habit?
He's wilding out. Shia LaBeouf is wilding out, son.
Oh, didn't he say he got raped?
Oh, word. Yes, he did. It was with a chick, though, so don't count.
Was it on the set of Holes?
Sigourney Weaver did him?
Nice. No.
Ripley don't play, son.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're acting really weird.
Put a fucking thumb in his asshole? That's the only way you can rape a dude. Penetration. He didn't get penetrated. He didn't get raped.
I'm going to jerk you off against your will.
Sure. Like, how does that work? Like, no, stop, no.
No, I guess I'm going to have an orgasm now. You.
That's the rule,
me.
Ain't it? Like, if you orgasm, it ain't rape. Did the Supreme Court say that? No? I'm asking. I don't know.
You obviously don't.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
This is...
Sorry, I just looked up the Shia LaBeouf rape thing. What are you guys talking about?
He got raped, though, right?
He's claiming that he got raped at some, like, art ex...
By a chick?
Yeah, by a
chick. How does that work?
Whose boyfriend was right outside the door.
Oh. Mm.
Maybe her boyfriend was into it. She was like, I'm gonna go bang Shia.
He's like, I want you to watch. And then he's just like, he can't even be a cuckold, can he? Like, if she raped him, how does that work? Is he a cuckold or not?
I think it's still a cuckold.
Her boyfriend's cucked out. Yeah.
I don't think so, though. Like,
he's a victim.
But I don't get how he got raped. Did he penetrate her?
Yes.
So, So then, yeah, I guess the dude is a cuckold, but I don't know if he raped her, if he penetrated her.
I thought it was. I thought he was going to be another Bill Cosby accuser.
Oh,
that's
shit.
What I thought when I saw it.
Word, I did too.
It's like, damn, old Bill Cosby takes all kinds, huh, Bill?
Damn, Bill ain't even on Temple anymore. They got rid of his ass. I don't even know that board. He's paying people for, I think he has a show coming up next week in the city, and they cancel it, and he has to give that money back. Well, he's like giving that money back.
He sold out a theater?
He sold out two shows, and he's figuring nobody's going to show up, so he said, I'm giving refunds back.
I bet people would show up.
I would. Just to, like, you know.
I feel like now you get cheap tickets to Cosby.
It's
probably expensive otherwise.
It's the fucking American tale. They build you up just so they can bring you down. Accusations, bro.
I mean, he's clearly. It's kind of weird that, like, at this point, his rape allegations seem more credible than Mike Tyson's.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. But, like, Michael Jackson went through that shit. He died and everybody forgave him, right? Nobody ever brings it up. Everybody just says, oh. Awesome performer, tortured soul.
Yeah, but he was pretty removed from those rape allegations. Like,
no, they kept coming up till
the end. Yeah,
yeah, man. Mm. I'm not saying he did it. God bless him, talented singer, and all
pretty
that good
sure he
shit.
Did, though.
Bill Cosby, funny
guy.
Sure. R.I.P.
I can't say for sure.
I don't know anything about the Bill Cosby thing. I just know that a lot of ladies and Shia LaBeouf are very, very pissed off at him.
Johnny, yeah, he should have done it. That would have been hysterical.
Johnny, you heard about this dude in Jersey who's trying to say that
Chris Christie.
It's not Chris Christie, but I'm trying to say that if you lie to a chick, it's rape. Like if you
a guy said that,
yeah, it's
what you lie to them about.
Like if you're just like I'm rich and then a girl fucks you, then
so it's a lie that has to lead to sex.
Yeah, exactly.
I think most men will lie to women to get laid.
I don't think anybody's ever been honest to a woman before when it comes to getting ass.
Just because
you got a pretty face or a nice sandwich.
Now, but what I want to know is, now, if a chick lies to you and says she's on birth control, she is pregnant, I mean, and you have sex with her because she's on birth control and coming her, is that now rape under this guy's rule, or does it only apply to men?
It has to only apply to dudes.
Wait, she's on
the
pill?
If the chick lies to the dude and says, I'm on the pill, but that she's not, and then he impregnates her.
But if the reason, if it's rape by fraud, and if somebody lies to you and it's the reason you have sex with them, what wouldn't it be rape for everybody?
Yeah,
it only applies to dudes.
You can't write a law that explicitly applies to men.
You know what?
You sounded like a real shot of the both kind of dude right now. You got raped, son.
I'm saying is this: is that if you're gonna say it's rape, right? Yeah. If I say to a chick, yeah, I love you, and I don't, and I fuck her, and ha ha, bitch, I don't love you. Like the next day. Like,
get out.
Now, she could accuse me of rape. Now, if I have to pay bills for a kid for 20 years because a girl lied to me and said she was on birth control when she wasn't, how is that not rape? You know what I mean? If one of these things is rape...
There was a dude.
Men's right activist Chris from Brooklyn.
One thing makes you embarrassed. The other one costs a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's a good,
and makes you embarrassed.
You
yes, it's a point, but this is. It's not like this guy's gonna get this passed or whatever. He's just some. Who is this guy in Jersey? Some lawmaker.
Troy Singleton. Yeah.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's
black
a
guy.
State Assembly. Yeah.
John Singleton, the director.
No,
he
Troy
looks like
Singleton,
him too,
his cousin.
Looks exactly like him.
You're being a racist.
Hey,
Johnny.
Dude, look at him.
It kind of looks like John Singleton.
No, but like, you remember that dad in Detroit? He was paying like fucking child support for like 18 years, and the kid was dead the whole time.
How do you not know the kid was dead?
He was in another state. He was working. He just kept sending the money.
These motherfuckers don't look alike at all.
Oh.
Hell yeah,
true.
Bro. Like, put glasses on
them. They're just bald. They're just bald black dudes.
Right, I apologize for being a racist.
You're going through the Superman Clark Kent situation. If he had glasses, he'd be like, oh, shit.
So wait, John Singleton is Superman and this guy's Clark Kent?
Basically.
Because he's trying to make it hard to lie to bitches.
Shit. There you go.
Johnny, who's the starting quarterback of the team you're playing in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't even know who I'm playing yet. That hasn't been set yet. Because there's like two, like 8 and three guys I gotta face. It's gonna be a fun round. It's gonna be fun,
you're
bro.
You're done, dude. There's no way you're gonna you're gonna embarrass High Society Radio.
Upsets, bro. That's what you gotta think about.
All right, if you win this, it'll be the greatest thing ever.
Fuck yeah. I can retire off of 1 year of playing fantasy football.
What?
I'll never play again.
How big is this league? How much money is the buy-in if you retire off the winnings?
He's just retiring from fantasy football.
Oh, that's what I'm okay. saying, son. That's not a bad idea.
I could stretch that $250, though, for a while.
No, you can't. You live in New York City.
Yeah, but I know where to drink for cheap. We go to Rudy's. I'll be there like the whole week, and I still have money left over for another week.
Yeah, probably.
You see?
And you get free food.
Yeah, free hot dogs.
You get a couple dozen fucking hot dogs over the course of the
year. You started
the show talking about your health not being great. I don't know, maybe you should be eating that many nitrates.
Yeah, fuck it, man. At this point, I'm just like, I'm revving to go. If I'm going to go, I'm going out hard, son, at Rudy's.
Nitrates are mad delicious, as well. Say that.
Did you have mad nitrates at your Friendsgiving that you went to, you fucking beta fag?
Fucking beta fag.
That's right.
You had a Friendsgiving. Where was me and BK Chris and all this?
Oh, I was invited. I didn't want to go because I'm not. I'm not one of those.
So the white guy got the, at least the invite, right?
I'll tell you this much: there was a fire in the fucking apartment.
Oh, you hipster kids over that Ferguson shit.
And I
beta fag.
And I saved Thanksgiving, even though, or Friendsgiving rather. There was a fire safety, a guy who works in fire safety who didn't do anything while the fire was on. But I was able to save the turkey and take care of the fire. I'm a great person.
I wish you would have died in that fucking fire, you piece of shit. Wow. Yeah, just not hit
just
anybody
for, just up. For not inviting you?
That's the kind of shit. See, that's the kind of shit I was talking about. He goes get brunch or dunch. Or the fuck
brunch.
World he lives in now. I never get a call for that.
Me neither.
BK Chris, hey, you want to go get a mimosa? Yeah, guy, let's go. Canadian Devil and all that good shit.
Next brunch, you're in.
I don't even want to go no more.
I bet you will, though.
It's a
pretty good brunch spot.
You going to a jazz brunch? Are you see some jazz?
No jazz. Just slop.
There is a spot near your house that's a jazz brunch.
I can see you doing that.
Aster Place or whatever?
I don't know the name of it.
Aster Room.
I've just passed by in the daytime. And
you
there's
can't
jazz,
see Stanley doing that?
There's a jazz brunch.
The jazz brunch? I can see him with like a
absolutely.
Black and white striped tee and shit.
Wear a
like,
trilby.
Yeah, son.
I'll do an OxyContin brunch.
Nice. That's pretty good. That'll sustain you, son.
So all you can drink vodka and all you can snort OxyContin.
You're going to just fucking wake up in your own vomit on your face?
I'm like, not trying to wake up, Johnny.
You're on that Kanye West shit.
See, Ellie, since you're a hero and you saved Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, fucking terrible.
Word up.
I renamed it to the people in the room. Hey, let's call this Fucksgiving.
Okay, you can try to clean that up any way you want. We still ain't gold.
Yeah. quick question. What did you eat on Friendsgiving?
The same exact thing you eat on Thanksgiving.
So you guys had a bunch of food prepared for you the next day, but felt that you needed to make a turkey and potatoes this crap.
Wait, you double dipped? You made two turkies?
Yeah.
You're a straight bitch motherfucker for that.
I didn't make the turkey.
No, you just ate turkey two days in a row.
You made turkey for that Wednesday night? Who made the turkey? You guys had turkey for your friend's event?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just call it a dinner party. That's what it is.
It was a dinner party, yeah.
Fucking.
But anyway, I need to ask you something because since you're solving problems left and right,
yeah.
I got a little bit like you asked me a few weeks ago an ethics question about the whole reservation thing for a birthday. So like I was wondering like how do you bring up to a friend right that they skipped out on a check?
Oh shit!
And they didn't say they didn't say anything. They didn't even reach for their wallet. Just like I'm out.
Oh shit!
Let's see. Personally,
how would you bring it up?
Depending on the friend,
mm-hmm.
You're a funny dude.
Depending on the friend,
mm-hmm.
I would just let it go because obviously that person doesn't have any money.
You would just let it go.
You would just let it go, right?
Just that time, I would
just
let it go.
Just that one time.
Yeah.
That my friend who happens to be an overweight radio personality stiffed me on a bill.
I don't know what
bill.
The overweight thing has anything to do with this.
I'm just trying to narrow down the field.
Look, I know, all right? I didn't pay for the goddamn drinks.
No, it wasn't even that. It's like,
it wasn't even that. It wasn't even, you didn't even reach for your wallet.
Even, no. You just like, yo, I got to go.
Would Johnny,
you
had just,
say that?
Like, you didn't, yeah, you're like, I'm out. And you're not even full pounds. Not even happy Thanksgiving, just fist bumps.
Yeah, just like, all right, I'm out. I'm like, all right. Now, were you going to be late for your fucking Friendsgiving? Would you rather?
You let me and Johnny, we got stuck in the fucking Ferguson protest.
Hell yeah, you beat that shit like 5 minutes.
Would you rather me make the false gesture of going for my wallet like I am going to pay for it?
Would have been appreciated.
You could have at least said, hey, guys, I'm broke. You got these, right?
Nah, you don't even got to say that. Be like, hey, guys, I got to go, but, yo, you guys mind? Like, we would have been fine. At least fucking fake the funk, as fucking people say.
I can't do that.
Hey, apparently you can't. I was like, damn, I had to put my jacket on. That's a cold motherfucker right there. Damn.
It's kind of like a Kramer move almost, you know?
And you somehow, you managed to time it where you absolutely completely missed the protests that immediately started like, storming past the bar a minute after you left.
In my head, I'm like, yo, maybe he started this shit literally right before he got on the train. Yo, fuck this bullshit. He just got on the train. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah, I hate cops too. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but fuck it.
What's up?
Other than the cat guy, me and Johnny did notice one other thing about the crowd.
It was mad white people.
It was like three black people in the entire protest.
It was really? It was all white people?
We watched the entire protest march go past Times Square.
What are you going to loot on that part of Times Square? You ain't going to see that many black people there.
Oh, no. There's a lot of really bad electronic stores.
Here's the weird thing.
There's that Broadway tickets booth.
I left Johnny right after that and started walking downtown. Yeah. I saw two Jack Diesel black dudes in like military police uniforms.
Black Panther party, so.
But they were just shirtless and trying to take pictures with tourist chicks.
Oh yeah, I've seen those guys all the time.
I've never seen them. Sounds hot though.
But I was like, there's just
I see those guys all the time, if you know what I mean, Johnny. Like I try to run into them, you know. You know what I'm saying?
At least buy them a beer, you cheap son of a bitch.
It looked like the Israelites decided that they needed a fucking job or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I don't see those guys as much anymore. You see them more like in Harlem
Lost Tribe of Israel?
Yeah. I think they probably got... That's how many white people are in Harlem.
I would imagine they probably did eventually get drummed out of Times Square or, like, tourist areas.
It affects the tourist
industry. Go hate white people where there aren't so many tourists. Thanks, guys.
Go hate white people where there aren't so many white people.
No, they send them to Harlem. There's a lot of white people
Don't you guys want to preach to the choir?
Oh, shit.
What? Why are you laughing at? It's so funny.
It's good. No, that's good. Just let it out. Let
what out?
That was all, man.
You come off like a racist episode. I'm just a cheapskate, bad friend, dirtbag.
Oh, dude, you were the one that said John Singleton looked like that guy from Jersey.
No, I didn't. That was Johnny.
Yeah, you are the worst at goodbyes, though. You really are.
I love the Irish goodbyes best. I just don't want to.
No, not even that. Like, one time Chris was going to tell you something, and you completely cut him off and just walked away.
Yeah, you just flicked a cigarette and got in the subway.
Yeah, just fucking dipped. I'm like, oh, shit, son.
All right, look, I'm antisocial. I'm bad in social situations. Damn. Don't you guys get it?
It's just the three of us hanging out. It's not a social situation.
I can't even say that. If there's booze and it's free booze, friendliest motherfucker on planet Earth. Even give out hugs and shit.
I think if it's free, I'm still kind of surly.
Nah, not at all. No.
Really?
You're pretty friendly when shit is free. Yes, that's some hood shit right there, son. That's some real hood shit.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Look, we're going to get you through this fucking CAT scan. We're going to stop this fucking stroke.
You're going to make it to the next Friendsgiving.
And you'll make it to the next
Mark our words.
No, there's going to be a brunch before that.
You want to hear some funny shit? He's the kind of dude that'll have my picture at the Friendsgiving. Like, that's my boy right there. He didn't make it to the last one. He won't say he didn't invite me. I didn't make it to
the exactly. Obviously.
Just
clean it up. I want to make myself look good.
Like, RIP, son. Pour a little beer. And then you pour it into a cup. Not even on the floor because you're cheap, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to waste it.
Then you'll fucking drink it up.
Put it inside of me. No homo. Oh, God.
Did you guys at least enjoy your Thanksgiving, though?
No, I got pretty blasted.
BK?
I had a good time. I didn't get all that blasted because I was with my family.
I was fucking drunk off my ass. I think the older I get, the more I hate my family at Thanksgiving. And they don't do anything. I'm just a prick that way. I don't want to be
any
around them.
Chicharrones with the tradition?
Oh, dude, I wanted some so bad.
Chicharrones are the shit. I would love to have some
We had a white Thanksgiving. We had lasagna.
That's not even white. That's like Italian white Thanksgiving.
We had like the worst kind. Glazed ham.
Very few Italian people eat lasagna on Thanksgiving. I feel like more black people do that.
Well, we do that on Christmas usually. I was shocked. It was good lasagna. I'm not going to front. It was very good. But it was like, I wanted mac and cheese.
Hmm. But you didn't have any chicharrones?
Nothing. There was nothing Spanish about that Thanksgiving.
Not even an empanada?
Nothing at all like that. Nothing.
Spanish are good at deep frying.
Oh, they're the shit.
Colombians make
South America is fantastic at deep frying
things. Oh, yeah. The South is getting better, but they do that carnival shit. So I don't even know if I count that.
Was that like a South America? I don't remember. Like, it was a Dominican place or some. It was some like you used to go to a happy hour where it was just
Dominican.
Okay, and they just give you a plate of various fried meat and cheeses.
Yeah, it was not Brazilian.
It was Brazilian. No, I say Dominican.
Yeah,
it's Brazilian. It was Brazilian.
The one with the cube, right? Did it have like a cube with different colors? Green meant to go, red meant to stop.
No,
not that one.
No, this was some shitty little Brazilian restaurant that was across the street from some shitty job I was working. It was right around the corner from Macy's.
Oh, yeah.
It was like between 7th and 8th, and it was amazing because it was dollar beers for like an hour on like Thursdays and Fridays. And then it got bumped to the $2 beers. But then you also just got, the food was ridiculously good. And the waitresses were all giant-ass Brazilian women.
Fuck yeah.
It was great. It was a great spot. I don't know if it's still open.
It's got to be in business. Cheap beer and fat asses. Why not?
I don't know. But it is Manhattan,
and good food.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, it was like a huge plate of, like, I remember we were all like, I didn't even work. I just like, I woke up at like 2 in the afternoon and came out.
Was it regular meat?
It was pork and steak and chicken. It was everything.
Damn, son.
It was everything, bro.
South Americans way better than white Americans in the frying things, because apparently 15 people a year die trying to deep fry a turkey.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Dude, that happens all the time. If they don't die, they like trash their homes. They like they shit shit on fire all the time.
27 million in property damage yearly.
But you do that shit in a yard. How does that exactly happen?
No, dude. People do it on their decks. People do it next, like outside the house. Well, you have to do it outside the house.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, it's really crazy. It's crazy dangerous to deep fry a turkey. Look at all that oil.
Holy shit.
It just blows up real fast. Because if there's any, like, if it's still frozen at all, you got to, like, thaw it for 2 days and people are just stupid.
Yeah, but, like, you could fucking put it in a deep fry and
you should not be putting anything with water crystals, especially it's got, like, that cavity inside. Water in a deep fryer equals fire. Like,
yeah, you're right on that. Oof. Damn, that shit burns deep.
Yeah.
Oof.
I was pretty shocked when I read that 15 people a year die on Thanksgiving because of deep fry. Like, how have they not learned how to deep fry a turkey when they're trying to do it for the first time? Butterball sells a thing just for deep frying turkeys.
Oh, that's a smart move right there.
You only deep fry for like 15 or 20 minutes or something, then it's done, but you gotta rest for 8 hours or something to that effect?
I would imagine you have to let it rest for a while or scalding hot.
Yeah, it's like dangerously hot, even if you try to crack that thing open.
Seems like a lot of work for a turkey.
I don't know. Yeah, you don't need to deep fry the shit. Just make it regular.
I don't know. We should start deep frying turkeys.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
You had to put out a fire the other day. You told me, Einstein.
Dude, look, we'll get it down, and then Chris is a chef, all right? He'll be able to supervise at the very least.
You burned your hand a while back. I don't want you doing
working
that.
In a commercial kitchen. Again.
Yeah, but you can burn yourself doing that.
I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, the fried turkey business is done with. We're not doing it.
There actually is a place that specializes in fried turkeys.
Have you ever had it, though? Like, it doesn't appeal to me, though. Like, it would be dry, wouldn't it?
No. It's fried.
It's fried. It traps all that delicious moisture inside the fried skin.
Not really big on turkey like that.
But do you really think that South America does all fried things better? Like classic American fried chicken. Do you think that's the only thing that's fried in, I think, the South in America that has any sort of legs against
the shit, though?
Because South America, they'll fry anything and everything, and it's all delicious.
I agree with you on that, but I think the chicken shit is different just because if they do it the right way, they got to be using American products. You ever had South America? I've had Kentucky Fried Chicken. That shit is not good out there. They make it completely different.
Really?
And they sell it in gas stations.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing.
They give you like fucking a portion of rice and beans with your chicken, which is nice. The rice and beans is all right, but the chicken is terrible.
Have a tall glass of gasoline, finish that off with some chicken.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Depends on.
Supreme sour, and then and unleaded tastes kind of good.
Good God, man.
Remember that Trailer Park Boys?
A double down. I don't know. I think America's still, at least to me, I like the way we fry shit. I am from the Asians fry shit pretty good, though. What's that wing spot you took me to?
Oh, Banchan.
That shit was good. So I didn't even have the wings, but the wings are good, you say, right?
Oh, yeah, they're awesome.
You co-sign that?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Fuck yeah.
They're delicious.
Look at BK.
If I was going to open a franchise, it would be a Banchan. The franchise fee is a little expensive, though.
You should open up a Five Guys, bro. That thing's the shit.
It's too many of them now.
I like wings better than burgers. I'd probably go with the Banchan.
You probably make more money with burgers, though, than you would wings.
It doesn't seem like that place can, like, fail. It's so good.
Five Guys?
Yeah. Which means everyone dump out of their stock of Five Guys, because I just said.
Is Five Guys publicly traded?
I don't think so. I don't know.
But, like, they got, like, five spots just in Manhattan. I like the one in Jersey. It's different.
They have a shitload in Connecticut.
They got one in West 4th. I know that. And then, like, you got five up here by, like, 40 Deuce.
delicious, though.
They're not bad. They're better than Shake Shack. I kind of don't like
Shake
Shack.
I've never
had
a Shake Shack burger. I think that Five Guys and Chipotle, those are both two fucking franchises.
Chipotle is a little overrated.
They're not franchises. I think they're both corporate owned.
Yeah, you're right. They're not franchises.
Chipotle is kind of not my thing. I've had better Mexican before that.
I get it. I'm sorry, it's the white man's burrito.
You live in fucking
okay?
Queens, yeah. You live in Queens.
I thought you said a turkey wrap was a white man's burrito.
Oh, yeah. No. Wait, all right, let me differentiate. Point. Yes, the burrito is, the wrap is the white man's burrito, but Chipotle is very, like, whiteified burritos. They're actually burritos, but
how are they
cultivated by a white man who owns the company.
Well, yeah, but they do, like, Mexican recipes in this shit. There's nothing white about the recipe, unless you put mayo in this shit, I guess.
Cilantro, dog?
Cilantro's a Spanish thing. Wild. What are you talking about?
No, but seriously, though, the fucking wrap is the white man's burrito, and it's disgusting, and I don't like them.
The wraps, Americans made that? Is that a Greek thing? I'm not even sure about that anymore.
I think it's an American thing.
Is it?
I don't know why people call them wraps. They're just fucking burritos with ham and cheese in them. It's stupid. Mm. And no rice.
Nah.
Well, it is a wrap. You wrap it up.
I hate it. How about we wrap up the fucking rap game, huh? Get that, right? Oh.
Yeah, because you don't like it. No, yeah, we got it.
I don't know, dude.
You think that Taco Bell opened like a fancy Chipotle ripoff with like...
Did they?
Masonger's U.S. Taco Company.
Oh, what? That's them? I didn't even know. They had like a Cantina Bowl.
I mean, it's mostly pretty bad Yelp reviews. Oh, no, there's some positive ones in here.
Nah, man. Like, best Mexican food from a Mexican spot and shit.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Like, they got
Tacos,
one.
I mean, look, Mexico.
They got this skull that I
Queens.
See in, like, Mexican things. It's got to be pretty Mexican in there, right?
Probably.
Yeah, right?
Well, like, how many spots you know other than Chinese spots don't have a Mexican in the kitchen now either? Like,
that's
most
true.
Pizza spots have Mexicans, dude, in it.
Except for the Chinese spots that make Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, I've had... There's one on 23rd. That shit is all right, though. I give him props. Like, yo, this fried rice is all right in this burrito. I can't even front. That's fucking Asian fusion right there, son.
That is a good fusion. That's
delicious.
Like fucking old school fusion.
Hell yeah, son. Oh, man. Yeah, you do love you some Chipotle, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you gotta get some of that Chipotle.
What?
You don't remember that episode of South Park, the Chipotle?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Nah,
no,
I
remember.
Shit your pants after you eat some Chipotle. You need some Chipotle by Billy Mays.
Oh,
rest in peace. Thanks for bringing up Billy, man.
Damn,
I know. It's the holidays.
Holiday season. He's just getting bumped out taking it on people.
He had mad cocaine in his system.
Did he really?
No, I think Xanax.
No. He didn't have none of that.
Yeah,
he died in his sleep, bro.
Yeah, nah, dude.
Just say he died in his sleep. Let him leave.
I'm going to find everything that was in Billy Mays. I'm not saying it's bad or anything. I'm just saying Billy Mays liked to fucking, you know,
he was a good dude. I don't want to, you know, hey, you like to party.
How do you know he was a good dude? How do you know?
He pushed OxyClean. It's a great product.
Coincidentally, no OxyContin in it.
Yeah, no OxyContin. That's what I'm saying. It's false advertising. I fucking tried to
clean, not
OxyContin. I tried to sniff that shit. It was terrible.
All right, hold on. Let me find everything.
You know what his Wikipedia history say? Went out like a G. That's how he died, like a G. No nothing, just a G. He died like a G, son.
Oh, I know. There wasn't any cocaine. There was hydrocodone, oxycodone, tramadol. Jesus.
All that legal shit.
Alprazolam and diazepam.
It sounds like he had
you
a
mix
lot
that
of
alprazolam
problems.
With oxycodone. That is a murderer. It is a no murderer.
Why did you say it like that?
Because
like,
it is, man. People die from that every year.
No, but it's like you said it like real cleanish, like murderer.
It is. Man, people die from that every
mixing
year.
Mixing benzos with fucking painkillers is.
Your heart just.
You ask him something.
Your heart doesn't even just stop. You don't even have a heart attack, so people don't know you die. Your heart just slows to the point where it stops beating. Where, like, blood's not getting to your brain, so your brain eventually tells your heart to stop beating. You know
damn,
what I mean? Like,
fucking Billy had some fucking demons, huh? Couldn't clean that shit away. Get it?
Yeah. Oh, there was cocaine also in there.
It's Wikipedia.
He probably ate the Xanax to go to sleep after taking all those opiates and blow.
Yeah, yo. Damn, right? Son. Right, Johnny?
They put him on that tap. Go to sleep.
You gotta get some lewds. Motherfuckers in England are coming back out with lewds, son.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
really?
Man, that is...
Yeah, they're trying to just sell... I guess they're just a niche market for it.
It has to fucking be dumbed down at this point,
I think
though, right? Ain't a lot of people OD on that shit?
People are just trying to make the original Quaalude formula in England.
Oh,
like, God. They found some tablets, and it says, like, the authorities were like, there's somebody probably experimenting trying to make Quaaludes. Because they found enough of it where they were just like, this isn't like... They're not finding it in the streets, but people are clearly trying to make Quaaludes.
I don't even know if people should be taking that shit. From what I've been told, it pollutes your fucking womb and shit. Can't have no kids.
Would you hear that?
Scarface.
Oh, okay. I
That's the only time I've ever heard anybody taking that shit. I've never met anybody that... I only knew about that from that movie and people, like, dying in the 90s from it.
My mom used to tell me about Quaaludes and how great they were.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some kid in college said... He's told me he sold me a Quaalude. It was a big-ass white pill.
Yeah.
And I guess it totally trashed... Like, I totally trashed off. I ate the Quaalude, which was supposedly
the fuck,
a Quaalude.
Man.
And I drank like half a 22 of.
It's probably just an like a 1,000 milligram like Vicodin or something.
You're built like
possibly.
A goddamn stallion, bro. Ain't nothing
thanks.
Putting you down, big boy.
A bar tab will. I don't know. I ate the pill. I drank like half the 22, and I was totally blasted. I passed out, and I woke up, and there was like a bunch of Chinese food. On the next,
God.
So I guess I blacked out, ordered Chinese food.
Did you fucking steal your neighbor's Chinese food?
Possibly.
That's terrible.
I hope not.
But wait, but like it's just it's a fucking mood relaxer, right? That's all it really
it
is.
It just totally trashes you. It's just. Did you see Wolf of Wall Street?
Nah, it's on Netflix though, coming up this week, so I'll check it out.
All right, big ups to Netflix.
Fuck yeah! So.
Oh yeah, we can start this segment that I've been wanting to start for a while. Bronx Johnny's 2-year-old movie reviews.
Do it, Johnny. Don't fuck this up for us.
I saw 1941 yesterday, but that was from like 79.
Nah, it's gotta be 2 years old.
Oh man, you put some pressure on me on
Bronx
that one.
Johnny's 2-year-old movie reviews.
Sweet, sexy pressure.
Because then you could bust out all the spoilers you want.
I guess. Well, not that. I'm not the only person that hasn't seen them shits. Like Snowpiercer's on
once,
it. I haven't checked
once
it out.
A movie,
check
once
out.
A movie makes it to Netflix, you have no right to a spoiler alert. I don't care.
You gotta watch Snowpiercer. Let's talk about it next week.
I'll check it out. I really can't. I look at it on the fucking, what's that, the Cuke shit or whatever that shit is called? Fucking pisses me off. I'm
the
like,
Q.
Yeah, you
Q.
Go.
Not the Cuke.
I don't know how to pronounce that shit.
Sassy, bro.
But it just angers me when I look at it. I was like, this is what made Stanley angry and made him bite his lip that day.
Angry.
Somebody sent something to our posted something on our subreddit, and they were like, "Did anybody else watch Snowpiercer?" I clicked. He was like, "I really wanted this to not be so bad, so I could be mad at Hicks, but it was truly fucking terrible."
See, now I don't want to watch it.
No, watch it. Get pissed.
Oh god!
At the end, when Chris Evans makes that speech, ugh.
Oh man,
we don't need to rehash how much we all dislike Snowpiercer.
Think about your Friendsgiving and all the fucking fun you had.
Yeah.
I saved the turkey that day.
Who gives a fuck? I didn't have any of it.
I care.
I hope it came out dry and you choked on it just a little bit.
No, it was great.
Yeah, your boy Kim.com is broke.
I heard about that.
There's no such thing. No such thing.
He's trying to get the money back from the U.S. government. They had like $67 million of his dollars.
When they say broke, he's like Hollywood broke, right? He's got like a couple hundred grand, maybe a mil. He's not broke, bro.
He's got that giant dope house.
Yeah,
he
could always sell
something.
That. Yeah. So he's that kind of broke.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. He can survive. He's got to change his lifestyle a little bit. Maybe not hang out with Will.i.am, but...
You think he's just paying Will.i.am to chill with him?
At this point, yeah. I think Will.i.am might pay him because he ain't doing much neither, son.
Oh, Will.i.am still has all that. What was that band he was in?
Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas money.
Oh, God.
That was your favorite band, bro.
I like some of their hits. I'm not going to lie.
I like all their hits.
There you go.
Let's get it started in here because I don't say the other one. Let's get retarded.
Yo, they should have done a YouTube clip with that song and the Ferguson protest. I would have gone fucking swimmingly. They burned everything down.
You're,
they
oh
burned
man.
Everything down, son.
When they announced the verdict in Ferguson,
it was in minutes.
We were in the bar too when that happened and Stanley swiftly disappeared.
Yeah, it was within, yeah, it was within minutes.
I sense a bill coming.
Were you the fucking prosecutor in that shit? That's why you dipped, like, yo, I gotta go do something real quick.
His stepfather started screaming, let's
burn
this bitch
motherfucker
down. Burn this bitch down.
Yo, Fox News, shout out to Fox News who
what?
Had Mark Furman as part of the coverage team. I forgot Mark Furman was on their payroll, man. Why he was on it, I don't know. But I guess he's a former racist cop.
Yes, exactly.
And then they had Anderson Cooper. When I got home, he was live on there, and you heard dudes in the back like, hey, motherfucker, get out of here. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, there was a lot of cursing out.
I was like, damn. And they were getting on Don Lemon because he was talking about, oh, he smelled weed. It was like, it didn't bug me none. That's part of
the guy, I think the word, he said, like, and obviously the smell of marijuana is wafting
through. What's wrong with that, though? You reporting from the fucking scene.
Just saying, no, it's not, no problem to say, you know, mad people smoking blunts up in here, but to say obviously the smoke.
It's a bit condescending, all right, but it's Don Lemon. Who doesn't love Don Lemon?
I don't have really.
His dad was a funny dude. I liked his dad.
These verdicts are like black people's winning the Stanley Cup. Like when a team wins a Stanley Cup, white people destroy a city.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, right?
It takes a, you know.
Nobody wins in that. Because you know what? A lot of those businesses were waiting on Black Friday and they got fucked over.
Johnny, last weekend that was the Grey Cup, the Canadian Super Bowl. Check it out.
Was Warren Moon playing? So why would I watch?
You're the worst player.
Was it Bret Hart's team?
No, it wasn't Bret Hart. I'm not even going to bring this up.
Bret Hart owns a Canadian football team?
I'm pretty sure
Nobody should.
That whole Hart family's into it. They like the Canadian mob. I think they killed Dino Bravo.
They called the
in that fucking cigarette smuggling business. That was some hard beef right there.
Dino was definitely murdered by the mob.
They had Don Morocco carry out the hit. Old school wrestling, son. Fresh.
Dino Bravo was weirding me out. Like, you know, like he was like, he's like now what wrestlers are. Like, he didn't have a gimmick. He just was his name.
He was just like really blonde. He looked like a drug dealer, like an albino, like cocaine dealer. I don't know why. He just didn't rub me the right way.
Yeah, he looked crazy.
He could never be like a face wrestler. He was just one of those dudes.
No, Johnny.
Never. You know Pat Kiernan from fucking New York One does a fucking all over the city too. He's like really big into those trivia nights.
Yeah, I know.
It's
he hosts
weird.
Them. He hosts them.
But like he's really good at this shit.
New York One doesn't pay very well, Johnny. He's gotta get some extra.
Doesn't make this
extra
shout
scratch.
Out to John. He works at our boy John, fucking former intern. Good kid. He works for New York One. Good guy.
Does he get paid well?
I would assume yes. To me, if you're getting paid, you're getting paid well. If you can buy shit, you're getting paid well. You're fine. Mm. Just don't live beyond your means.
All right.
But it's no.
Don't go to fucking bars when you don't have money. And then just walk out on your friends.
It's no fun to live beyond your means. No, I mean, it's no fun to live within your means.
It is fun.
You gotta push that means boundary.
No, not at all.
And a lot of times you gotta go over it.
This is
and
how
then,
people end up being
I don't
out
know
of
how
cans.
I'm gonna pay my bills and still party.
Oh, I hate those.
You should
times.
Go back to school and get some loans.
They won't let me.
Yo, you think that people that really just do that shit, that's their hustle? Like, they just go back to school to get loans and then fuck off?
I know somebody who definitely went back to school to get a loan and paid off a drug dealer.
Get the fuck out of here. That's pretty slick.
I mean, he ended up getting a law degree eventually, but that's why he went back to school, and he just kind of stayed there.
Sounds like Harvey Birdman, dude. Are we talking about Harvey Birdman?
More like Harvey Wallbanger, right?
Come on, man.
Yeah, Harvey Wallbanger's just a fucking screwdriver.
That was my shit,
but
man.
But with a lot better name.
Wasn't it? It was a band, too, wasn't it?
No, you're thinking of...
I'm Sick, But I'm Not Well? Wasn't
no,
that the dude?
Not, you're thinking of... Jesus, what the hell is the name of that band?
It was Harvey Wallbanger.
It wasn't Harvey Wallbanger.
All right, I'm wrong, man.
I can't remember the name of the band, but I know exactly what you're talking about, because you're correct.
Well, there you go. I'll take that. Sriracha beer.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Oh,
you don't want some sriracha beer?
I like sriracha.
The hot
I like
sauce
beer.
Is good, but like
I don't want it. I want my beers to be
refreshing.
Hot in temperature, not in
I forgot that
not in composition.
You're a goddamn Brit that way. Ain't
I
you?
I love a hot beer. Crack a nice hot beer on a warm day.
You fucking red coat. That's disgusting.
I'm not even talking like British warm. I'm talking about hot.
It doesn't
like I'm gonna take this beer and I'm gonna just sit out. On a roof for...
It's like sun tea, but beer.
12 hours in the summer.
You want the cans to look like they have botulism.
You took the wrong impression out of Shawshank Redemption.
Looks like the sun's going down. Time to drink all those hot beers.
fucking
God damn, that's good.
Around.
Ooh.
You ever had hot ginger ale? Like hot real ginger ale?
I'm sweating this beer so hot.
Well, you'd be sweating from the sriracha, too.
It
kind of makes chicken wings obsolete if you have sriracha flavored beer.
No, chicken wings.
Nah,
still
you
good.
Still need the chicken wing, man.
I like a good spicy chicken wing, but I don't want to wash it down with
king.
A fucking hot sauce beer.
That's why sriracha should stick to food and not beverages.
Yeah, some people stretch out and do
like,
shit.
Like, are there
really
any
shouldn't.
Spicy beverages that you like?
That whiskey, that Fireball's
Bloody Marys.
Fireball's all right.
See, I hate Bloody Marys.
A good Bloody Mary with horseradish and shit?
No, I never had a Bloody Mary. It never appeals to me.
You ever have a Gordon's breakfast?
What the fuck is that?
Is that Gordon's vodka?
And it's Gordon's gin.
Uh-huh.
It's muddled with cucumbers and lime. And then some hot sauce and Worcestershire in it.
Fucking you having a salad then? What the fuck you doing?
It's a delicious boozy salad. I guarantee you, I make you one of those. You will want two, ten more.
If I were at brunch, I prefer a Bellini or a mimosa to a Bloody Mary.
I like a mimosa. I've had those before. Them shits
are like, oh, is that a peach Bellini? They're unlimited.
Proud
I'll
to
have
say
15.
I have never had a mimosa.
Nah, so you got fresh squeezed orange juice with some of that bomb ass brut champagne.
Just some of that bubbly, son.
Good shit, son.
I'm not ever drinking a mimosa.
I feel like I'm in a motherfucking juvenile video. All right,
guys,
shit.
We're gonna have a bubbly party.
Fuck yeah, son. Fuck a dollar pizza party. Let's just throw a bubbly party.
Yeah.
Like some straight, make it an all white party like some bitches. Like all white bubbly party.
You guys like bubbly, right? Where we're going to have a bunch of it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking call it a hole in the wall gang party, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Son.
No. No, Johnny. No. That comes off bad. Johnny, please.
You know, that's great. That was Paul Newman's fucking foundation name. I'm like, wow. He probably should have thought that one through.
Oh, no, I think he did pretty fucking well for himself.
He made money for other people. He didn't die broke, I'll say that. He lived within his means,
like $20 million a year he donates to charity or some shit?
He used to. He's dead now.
Everything from...
The company still exists.
Everything from the, yeah, the
food
products.
Did Oprah buy that? I thought Oprah bought the Paul Newman brand, though.
Maybe. I bought it. Secretly, I have the Paul Newman brand.
Did he keep it in the Irish?
Like you would,
son. Instead of Sam donating it to charity... But it's just to the Chris Stanley Fund for better living. For Chris Stanley.
Why do you still live so shitty?
Word.
This is all a ruse.
This is
pussies.
All you know, right?
There you go, yeah.
So wait, then you're just a dick for skipping out on that bill.
This is all you know.
I left a bottle of fucking $1,000 dressing there. No. Don't you realize that's
$1,000 dressing?
Like, I figure you guys are gonna make some Rubens this week. Here you go.
The only fucking shitty
left. This is like $6.95 in the store, bro.
$6.95 my ass.
I have no idea how much salad dressing fucking costs.
Yeah,
no,
well, I wonder
you
why.
Think, you think?
I wonder why.
Nor would I know what the components of a salad cost either.
If you pay more than $1.99 for lettuce, you're getting suckered. Don't pay more than $1.99.
Don't worry, I'm never going to be in a situation where I'm like, I'm going to ring up this lettuce from the fucking supermarket.
You eat a salad on a burger, but you ate it.
It's not salad. It's just lettuce and tomato on a cheeseburger.
Just tell yourself it is and just try to feel better.
No, I'm not going to lie to myself, all right? I'm a realist.
You did lie to yourself, though, because you went out with your friends like, yeah, you know what? I got this tab. You fucking did.
I never said that.
You left an empty beer bottle.
What have I ever said that?
I'm going so far to say is he has never said that. Ever. Ever.
Nah, I'm not. You know what? I'll keep it G. He has, you know, he'll chip in.
He,
rarely.
No. He's paid a bill and then gone, all right, I guess I only owe you 50 now.
Oh, God.
Yep. All right, so we're almost even then, right? Good. So, look, instead of me giving you the cash, we'll just do this. Does that work?
Why are you paying for this beer with an EBT card?
It doesn't even say my name on it. I found it. It's great. I bought it off the Silk Road,
have
too.
You ever I'm thinking if it was you. No, it wasn't BK, because it was you somebody I was hanging with one time. We went and got wings. And you, it was you, I think, that ordered the wings, but you didn't pay for shit. He was like, here, John, have a wing. And you didn't pay for nothing.
It sounds like me.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, here, this is good. Hey, no, when we used to go to that diner, fucking, I would split the check.
Oh, yeah, bought you those pancakes that you hated.
Oh, yeah.
That he ordered for you.
Oh, God.
John, you'll have the pancakes. Oh, cheeseburger. Thanks so much. Don't talk to him. No, don't talk to him. Thanks.
You're probably in the kitchen like, that's a good guy right there. He'll
have egg cream, and I'll have three.
A fucking egg cream?
I like an egg cream.
Egg cream's delicious.
Never had it. Is it like Malta?
You're from fucking New York. You've never had an egg cream?
It's Malta, right?
No.
No, it's not Malta.
It's better than Malta.
It's Malta with an egg in it, though, right? Is
no,
that an
there's
egg
no
cream?
Egg in it.
What the fuck is an egg cream?
It's chocolate
seltzer.
Milk and seltzer. Pretty
never
much.
Had it. I've never had
pretty
it.
Pretty good.
I got to try it.
Sometimes I have a vanilla egg cream instead of a chocolate egg cream.
Sure, yeah, I'll have a vanilla egg cream. It's just as good.
Damn, it's like you're living on that Wayne Foundation money or some shit.
No, I'm living on the fucking Paul Newman Foundation money, dude, all right? I told you already.
You got them blue eyes. You got them Irish eyes, daddy.
Thanks. That's uncomfortable for you to tell me about my eyes. Okay? Let's not cross any friendship boundaries here.
What the fuck? What are you looking at?
This guy says he drinks young people's urine to stay young.
Yeah, it's me.
Urine addict? They did define them as a urine addict?
Well, my strange addiction is now my strange criminal addiction, and this guy kind of gathers...
How is that criminal? That's legal.
He gathers other people's urine secretly at, like, water parks and stuff. Hold on, let me see if I can find the part of this.
Wait. So, like, let's say you're going down a water slide, he'll literally tell you, like, a cup and just...
He's got, like, a...
He'll just start squeezing the base of your dick.
Oh, that was going to throw up.
Here, look. He's got, like, a device.
To extract your piss?
New method to capture urine.
Mouth.
He built.
What it was a piece of black plastic with a hole cut into it. The plastic will hide Wells' elaborate urine collecting system.
That is very elaborate. And he's in a water park with this shit?
Yeah, he hides it in random bathrooms.
I would pre-measure everything, cut it to fit, make sure the hole was small enough that they could urinate through it but not see me.
God.
And I had a tube that would receive the urine.
Oh,
the
that
tube will funnel fresh urine straight to Robert.
Oh my God, he's got
fresh,
schematics
delicious urine.
And everything. He's got blueprints. Oh!
There he is.
Oh!
Yeah, drink a piss.
Oh, shit!
Happens.
To implement his new scheme, Robert poses as a maintenance worker in a theme park restroom.
That's creepy.
And this guy, in the, at least in the reenactments,
he's
looks like
pale as shit,
looks like Rutger Hauer from Blade Runner.
He does a little bit, actually.
And instead of going to the toilet, they would go through that plastic sheet.
Wait, it says out of order. Why would you use it?
No, because he sets up this thing where it's like a he just puts a funnel. He's like pissing this funnel.
In my mind, I knew, you know, going out.
And nobody's like, oh, this seems odd.
It's actually not a bad idea. I'd piss in the funnel.
I wouldn't do it now.
Do you know how many dudes would just give you their urine? If you put a Craigslist ad up?
Oh, yeah. This one goes out to Jimmy Olsen's Blues. But Spin Doctors running the show with that today.
There you go, bud.
It's my third favorite Spin Doctors song.
Is this Spin Doctors?
Yeah, Spin Doctors.
It's not R.E.M.?
No, it's not R.E.M.
I get them confused all the time.
I mean, that's it for us tonight, fellas. Now, we going out to the bar?
It's not awesome. I gotta go home. My fucking brain's
I'm down for a beer.
Yo, leave your wallet at home. See how that goes.
Then it's gonna be a bad scene for the both of us. You've been listening to High Society Radio. Our Twitter account's at HS Radio Show. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Newtownradio.com, Brooklyn's number one. Baddest, best local radio, online radio station. You know, like we said before, go to the Patreon account, patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Shout out to all the Patreon.
Donate to the show. I swear to God, we'll make something nice for you. Bonus content, stickers. Yeah, you can get a shirt for yourself if you go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Nice quality shirts.
Great quality shirts. They're Gucci. We went to the Gucci factory in China.
Didn't. Don't lie to people.
Don't say that shit.
And
you're trying to reap our customers, man.
All right, that was a lie. I apologize, everyone. They're not Gucci. They're Vendi.
Oof. Vendi? Fendi. Vendi is probably a...
I don't know much about nice things.
I would imagine Vendi is an app that helps you locate vending machines.
Vendi sounds like some shit you probably do.
We just got a fucking $1 billion idea. Vendi, the app that makes you find vending machines. There's better vending machines than others. You know, vending machines aren't the same.
But you have to work in that building. They don't just let you up to use the ice cream machine.
Well, that's what the app does. It also gives you a fake ID to get into the building and hit up that vending machine.
I don't know if that sounds legal.
That's good.
I'm fucking brilliant.
Look, who's the tits on that, bro?
Yeah, apparently if you just put the word Vendi into Google Images, it's just some
weird woman.
Really old Russian lady with huge tits.
Titties.
Tits!
Yeah.
Calm down. BXJ, calm down.
Well, there was one thing I wanted to talk to you about, because we talked about pizza in depth recently.
Yeah, well, we don't have time. Go quick.
You see this Pizza Hut shit? Like, you know, you ever go to a website, you don't know what to order? It just makes you a pizza out of what you look at the longest.
Stupid.
What if you're looking at a dick?
On the Pizza Hut website, motherfucker, you look at the toppings, and it recognizes what you're looking at.
All right, that makes more sense.
And it makes you a fucking pizza. If you're looking at a dick.
All right.
If you were looking at a dick so long, maybe you want it on a pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Pizza Hut should be
wrong. Stop that dick so long, you end up with a pizza dick.
Show's over. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro Shiny.
Chris from Brooklyn.